Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to take you off the wrong road, place you on the right road. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful Holy Ghost services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed them in the year of 2020. Praise God. And this is the year of 2024, and we are in the ministry again, preaching the gospel, amen, and continuing preaching the gospel on radio, and also, amen, to minister to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. And on this month, we're going to continue the message we started talking about. We need Jesus. Praise God. We're going to continue the message on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Amen. Let them know the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. We need Jesus. Yes, we do. We need Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Let's go back to 1 John, the 5th chapter, and pick up reading at verse number 2. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments.
Amen. We are the children of God if we love God and keep His commandments. Now, the Lord wants us to live right. Now, when I say live right, some people may feel like it's hard. Some folks feel like they can't do it. Some people feel like we, amen, just got to sin. People believe they got to live in sin. They got to continue in sin. But I got good news to let you know. Jesus made it possible we can come out of sin. Yes, we don't have to be a slave to the devil. Look at the evil out there in our world today. So much violence in our cities and towns. People are shooting people because they have no regard for human life. Just commit murders. I'm telling you, it's sad out there. And then look at the crime rate. How their people are robbing and stealing people. Stealing and doing. But Jesus come to deliver you from your sin, so that you can treat people the way you want to be treated. Yes. Jesus come to fix it so you can love your enemies. Return good for evil. Forgive those that done you wrong. Don't hold no grudges. Because Jesus makes the change. Yes, He does. He calls people to love one another. If you love one another, you will not hurt them. You won't physically hurt them. You won't mentally hurt them. Nor verbally hurt them. But the Lord will cause you to love each other. And people, we need Jesus. Yes, we do. And when Jesus come on the inside, He causes us to love this Word of God. Love this Bible. Because this Bible is here to judge us. Whether we acknowledge it or not, the Word of God will judge everybody. People can act like the Bible don't apply to me. Yes, it does. The Bible applies to the whole world. People, we need the Jesus in order to make it to the kingdom of God, to make it to heaven. We're going to need Jesus, praise the Lord, because He's the only way we can get to God. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. His commandments are not grievous.
This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. His commandments are not hard. Yes, it's not hard to obey and do what the Lord said when you get it on the inside. I dedicated my life to Christ when I was 13 years old. That was many years ago. And the Lord been good to me down through the years. And if the Lord calls me to live the way I live, even up to today, let you know it's not hard to keep the Lord's commandments. Some people feel like it's so hard to be a Christian. It's so hard to give up the world. You know it's not. When you turn your heart to Christ, it's the best decision you ever can make. The Lord will take away the desire that you holding on to commit them sinful acts. He'll set you free from sin and give you a desire to live for Christ. What did the Bible say?
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Yes. When you believe on Jesus, He will give you power to overcome the world. That is to overcome what the devil have you trapped in. The Lord will deliver you from the desire to commit them sinful acts and take away that sinful desire and give you a desire to obey God's word. Yes, it will. The Lord will do that. What did the Bible say?
Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
Amen. You overcome the world when you believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Then you know Jesus is your Savior.
Amen.
He's the one that can get you away from sin. I'm telling you, Jesus gave his life, like I said, on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood. And that blood will wash you and clean you up. We sing that song, "What can make me white as snow?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus."
The blood will wash you and make you clean and take out that desire of sin out of you and place in you a brand new nature. A nature that wants to keep his commandments, live for Christ, because you'll be truly born again. And Jesus said, in the 7th chapter of St. Matthew, about a good tree. A good tree cannot bring forth corrupt fruit. That's what Jesus said. Now, if the Lord make your tree good, what you're doing got, amen, sin on your tree. I'm telling you, amen. We need to take a good examination of our life. Amen. Be more for Christ. Live for Christ. Walk in his ways. Keep his commandments. Keep his statutes. Live for Christ. People say we under grace. But grace do not give you an excuse to straddle the fence and live in sin. But grace is there to help you to come out of sin. Jesus come to bring us out.
Amen.
And to set us free. Jesus said in St. John 8:36, "For he that the Son set free is free indeed." How can you be free if you're still living in sin? I'm telling you. How can you be free if you're still sinning and have to repent every day? I'm telling you. Praise God. Christ makes the difference.
Amen.
Jesus will root that sinful nature out of us that we inherited from the fall of Adam. Jesus will root that thing out and place in us a brand new nature. That's the nature of Christ. That's help us to live the way I preach and teach. Praise God. So that you can be candidates to receive the precious baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that with fire. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to continue on another broadcast. Praise God. Amen. Right now, we're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the, amen, powerful message on today. We need Jesus. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes. Lord, the coronavirus, the flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisons. Let them know, Jesus, you come to transform lives and make their life brand new. Lord, I want you to go into the churches, go into the free world. Lord, let them know, Jesus, you can open up the prison doors that they can come out of sin. Lord, let them be children of God. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Bill.
Praise him. The Lord is so good. The song that I wrote several years ago said, give him a call. That God is concerned about you. Every problem, every situation, he has an answer for you. You just give him a call with an honest heart. And God will come to your rescue. As Ella Holmes was preaching and praying, the Lord is there to deliver you and make you a brand new person. And if you believe that message and that prayer, you have been set free. It's that easy. You have been set free and you have started a new journey in a new way. And if you have things that you have backslide with, the Lord has restored you and renewed you and revived you. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As I often say, if it has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. There is nothing too hard for my God to do. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. And Jesus have a plan for you also. There is hope in Jesus Christ. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is a God that will not lie. He said it, he will do it. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself as we get ready to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Those of you that's incarcerated, that speak the Spanish language, write our ministry for Spanish material called Jesus Loves the Spanish-Speaking People. Praise God. Until today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful parent, Missionary Velvet Holmes, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train, this train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train.